Beis Tvila, Tovshunayin Hei, Parshas, Pinchas, carrying on, Chumashir. Last week, at the end, the addendum to the Chumashir, so we spoke about the end of last week's parasha, where Bilam comes, he suggests to Balak that he try and catch the Jews out, the Nois Moyod, and Avodah Zorah together. And Taka, that's what happens is that Bnei Shol and Nichshol and Bnei Smoyav and Avodah Zorah together. And and the question was, why these two Averas? On a Pshat level, there's no question. Ask any Chiloni, if you believe in Hashem, you can't do whatever you want to do. So you've got to stop believing in Hashem in order to matter you to do whatever you want to do. And that's enough. That's on a pshat level. There's no more question than that. Al Kopanim, we wanted to suggest that there was something a bit deeper going on. And we basically spoke through that the emunah and the koyach of producing future generations are two koyachs that are given to a person which can connect the person with something outside of himself, something bigger than himself. And that was the common denominator, the common thread between these two things, is that when a person looks outside of himself towards, I spoke last week about looking towards the future in a very, right, in a very narrow view of the thing, looking outside of yourself towards something bigger, towards eternity. So the two ways that a person can touch the eternity, one is emunah, and the other one is through having children and children's children, and in a way a person achieves eternity in that way. Okay. I'd like to sharpen things a little bit. We started the parasha and some more of it came up. The truth is that I saw a sefer from a Choshev Talmud Chacham who basically wanted to take the Avodah Zorah and the Znus and put them in one box and turn them both into Avodah Zorah. Right? His basic idea is that Boel Aramis, when a person is together with a goy, he said the Ikka Kveda is not Altskila Arayas. The Ikka Kveda is that a person who does such a thing is joining themselves onto Avodah Zorah. Right? You have a Vedas Avodah Zorah, and he's going and joining himself onto Avodah Zorah. And the Ikka Kveda is Mitam Avodah Zorah, not Mitam Gila Arayas. It says that when Moshe and Aaron were boichim Pesach Oel Moed, while this whole thing was going on, Moshe and Aaron were crying. Targum Yonason says over there that they were crying and saying Shema. So it says this Talmud Chacham, we see that the Keneged, the way they were trying to fight the situation, is saying Shema. Now the problem is Avodah Zorah, so you hear that Shema Yisrael is fighting the situation. If the problem is Nus, so it didn't seem to be such a good fix. Okay, and then what he wanted to do is take both of these and put them in one box and call that box Avodah Zorah, and the Bnei Smoyov was almost a subset of Avodah Zorah, if you would. So I'd like to suggest something else that came up. It seems to work. It seems to have a lot of rise. And let's try and make the definition. The truth is, it doesn't really argue on what he's saying, but just to sharpen it, let's try and make the definition exactly opposite. Okay? And let's say like this, that when with Znus, it's pretty good. The whole world is built on a system of Mashpia and Makabel, right? Of givers and takers, but that's a very poor translation. What's Mashpia and Makabel? Right? Influencers and influencees, right? Cause and effect, right? But I think, hey, everyone knows what the words mean. Mashpia and Makabel. Mashpia is someone who's above, who's powerful, who has and gives forth. Makabel is someone who's empty, doesn't have, and is Makabel. And there's Mashpia and Makabel in every single relationship, wherever you look, in every way. Everything is built on Mashpia and Makabel. Okay, the beginning of the world is Bereshis Barad Kimis HaShemayim HaSaaretz Ba'aretz Hois, right? It's HaShemayim HaSaaretz. And the Mephoshim talk over there, the Shemayim is the Mashpia, the Aretz is the Makabel. We know the rain comes from the Shemayim to the Aretz. right? And the Shemaim controls the Aretz, and it's Mashpia to the Aretz, and the Aretz is empty without the Shemaim, right? And it's Bedugma Zachar and the Kaiba. But Derek Klal, when you have Mashpia and Makabel, so the Svarim talk about it in the Lashon of Zachar and the Kaiba. Just as an aside, before we go into the thing, is that it's a Dava Pashut that talking in an extreme, you have a girls' school, right? You have a teacher, female teacher with her Talmidot. The teacher is the Bechinas Zohar and the Talmidot are the Bechinas Nekeva. Why? Because it's Mashpia and Makabel, right? And you can look at it as Zohar and Nekeva between the teacher and the principal. The principal is the Mashpia. The teachers have to listen to it. So again, there's Epis Zohar and Nekeva over there. That's not, you call it Zohar and Nekeva, call it Mashpia and Makabel, but every system, wherever you're talking about, can be broken down in that way. Right? Person comes home into his kitchen and his wife tells him this is how you cook. You know, he's helping his wife while she's the big bala boss running the kitchen. He doesn't know what to do, right? And telling him what to do, so the Be'etzim, she's the Mashpia, is the Makabel, his secondary to her. Whatever the case would be. But the world is built on relationships of Mashpia and Makabel. There's nothing kimat in the world that isn't totally on Mashpia and Makabel. We'll see, maybe there is one or two things. But Be'etzim, everything's Mashpia and Makabel. Someone, now it's a Dover Poshut that, again, if our klal for Mashpia and Makabel is Zohar and Nekeva, so it's very easy to work that through to Znus and someone who's, if the relationship is not in the correct way, Benois Moyov, it's very easy to see as a kilkul in the correct form of Mashpia and Makabel. That's what happened to Benois Moyov. The person's supposed to be Mashpia in a certain way. And if that goes in different directions, that's a kilkul of Mashpia and Makabel. Poshut. The truth is that Avodah Zarah is the same thing. Let's take an extreme example, as always, to sharpen things. Is if you go to Paroi, right? What was Paroi's Avodah Zarah? Paroi is the prime Avodah Zarah in the Torah. And what did he say? Right? I created myself. Right? I didn't come from anywhere. I don't have a source. I am the source, right? And that's the chait of Avodah Zarah, is not to acknowledge that we have a source, right? Everything in the world, we're not the cause. We're just, there's a primary cause, right? And there's a chain through which everything happens from that primary cause, right? And Paroi, the source of Avodah Zarah is, were a person to say, like Paroi, I'm the cause, I'm not an effect, to deny the source of things, so that's Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah also, again, a person's in the middle of a chain of Mashpia and Makabel, right? Let's talk about it in a context of life. Where does all life come from? Now you can look at it every second, because it's Pasha Hashem creates the world every second. But let's look at it on a bit more of a global view. The big act of making life was when? And Hashem created the world. Vayipach ba'af of nishmas chayim. Hashem took man and he made it alive. He took a neshama and he put it into man. Right? That was the act of creating life in man. From there, where does life come from us? Well, from Adam to Chava, from Chava to their kids to their kids and their kids. And there's a chain of Mashpia and Makabel, and every Makabel is Makabel from his parents, becomes a Mashpia for his children, and becomes a chain. Right? And where does our life come from? Our life comes from Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. If a person's a link in that chain, right? There has to be a correct surah of Mashpia and Makabel. If a person takes that life and he carries it further in the wrong form, so he's being Mashpia in the wrong way, right? And if a person thinks that he created himself and he didn't come from anywhere, so he's not being Makabel in the right way, right? That's an ivus in the surah of being of Kabbalah, right? And the truth is, a person, everyone is a link in a chain somewhere. And like the Talmud Dvarah says, out my chokhmah, a person has to know where he is, right? Everyone goes to someone to learn. You Makabel Torah from someone who will teach you Torah. So you have to, sometimes you look up in the Makabel Torah, and then sometimes you take what you have and you go and you teach it, right? So you're always a link in a chain. You have to know to look up, you have to know to look down, you have to know to be Makabel, you have to know to be Mashpia. And Bilam's Nakuda over here was to mess up the correct tzura of Mashpia and Mekabel. And Mimela, the two ways in which that expresses itself, right, together with the fact that the chet of Benos Moyov comes a chet of Avodah Zarah, and the two go together because it's a question of messing up the correct picture of Mashpia and Mekabel. Right? If you turn the link in the chain that it doesn't stem with the rest, you're going to have two problems together. And Hasidic Svarim over here say that when a person has a problem being Yonah Kedusha, right, then it affects the Emunah straight away. Right? Hasidic Svarim know what they're talking about. They don't need to ask cover from me. You have to understand why sometimes. You know, sometimes they say things that are very looking like there's no kesha, but this is in the Inyan, I think, that kokama, that a person isn't mashpia in the right way, it's not bekabel in the right way, and these two koichos go together. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe and introduced himself to Moshe, as it were, in the beginning of Chochma Shmos, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to go to Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to tell them that you sent it. They're going to say, what is his name? What name did he tell Moshe Rabbeinu? So there's a name there that's very, 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 very seldom used. Right? Ekeyeh Asher Ekeyeh. Right? It's a shame Hashem. We're not allowed to say the Aleph Hei and the Yud Hei together. Right? Oh, but that's the name of Hashem, with the way they pronounce it. They say Ekeyeh Asher Ekeyeh. And according to many, many Rishonim, this name is a higher name than the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's him. Even higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei. We're going to many, many, many Rishonim. So Moshe asked something, a very interesting thing over here. Okay, excusing the example, but just to sharpen the question, right? Hapitza asher achalti etmol haya ta'im. Asher is a word of chulin. It's complete chulin, and we use it in all sorts of chulin things all day, every day, and there's no problem with that. And it comes in the middle of the highest name of Hashem. Right? We don't have another dogma of such a thing. Okay? All that, I mean, again, I'm not the world expert on all the different shemas of Hashem, but I don't know of another Shem Hashem which has a word of chulin in the middle of the name. Right? And over here, the highest name of Hashem has a word in the middle which is complete chulin. It's nothing. What's Asher doing over here? In a nutshell, what he said is the word Asher, right, shows, relates effect to cause. Right? The thing which did this, we use the word Asher. In other words, when there's cause and effect and you want the correct relationship between cause and effect, the word which points out the correct relationship between cause and effect is Asher. Okay? And being as our entire emunah, like we've said, that if a person denies the source, so denies the where the true source is, so that's the aside of Avodah Zarah. The person thinks that he started himself, he doesn't realize that he came from somewhere. That's the beginning of Avodah Zarah. So too, the basis of emunah is understanding cause and effect, understanding Mashpia and Mekabel, and having a correct picture of that. That's over there. Now, if you bear with me, there's a point over here which I think is a little bit wild, but I think it works nicely. If we had to take this, looking for cause and effect in terms of life, so where do we say, where does all life come from? And all life, since then, is a chain of cause and effect, Mashpia and Mekabel, that comes from there. Okay? Through a person being part of that chain, he's connected to the original Vayipach Ba'akov Nishmas Chaim, the original giving of life that Hashem gave. So while we're alive because we're connected to the original life that Hashem put into the Bria. Halacha on Shabbos, Shinte Zayin, Sivches, that if a person is busy scratching his head, and he finds a lass mouth in his head, a kina. So what's the halacha? He's allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Why is he allowed to kill a kina on Shabbos? Say the poskim, because things that don't come from zachar and nekeva are not considered to be properly alive. So kinim, the way they come into being, doesn't depend on zachar and nekeva. They develop on their own. However, we look at that in terms of science and halacha, if there is a zachar and nekeva there, if there isn't. But either way, what's written in halacha is, since, maybe the way we'll say it is, according to the way we relate to them, there's no inyan of mashpia makabel over there, there's no inyan of zachar and nekeva, therefore their life is not considered life, such that taking life from them on Shabbos is not an issue. Right? And there's a Rambam in Mor Nevuchim who speaks out this point a little bit. It's brought in the Meshech Chochma in Bereishis. Test, if anyone wants to see it. But the Nakuda is, Lefid Vareinu, I think it comes out very sweet, that where life came from, an act of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vayipach Baruch Hu, Nishmas Chaim. Again, that was human life, animal life, was whatever, the creation over there. Or, but by animals also, there was some type of Hashem made them all alive, and now there's Mashpia Mekabel, Mashpia Mekabel. Through that, we're always connected to the source of all life. If something develops in and of itself, without the Mashpia Mekabel chain which connects it to the source, so that's a different form of life. And halacha is, halacha nomas, on Shabbos, a person is allowed to kill this thing, because it's not considered life that you're taking it. Now, Pinchas, again, Bilam came and he messed up the correct surah of Mashpi and Makabel. And Pinchas came and was metakin that. What bracha did Pinchas get for being metakin the inyan of Mashpi and Makabel? What was his reward? Yeah, so everyone knows, Pinchas is Eliyahu, Pinchas lives forever. Says the Targum, Hinini Noitzim Ebrisi Shalom, he's going to live for forever. Right? Because Mashpia Makabel makes a chain which connects us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that's the source of life. So much so, in as much as a person's part of that, so he's considered alive, you can't kill him on Shabbos. Right? But Pinchas is the author of Akina on Shabbos, right? Akina on Shabbos came into being without any form of Mashpia Makabel, is not connected to any source. Life like that is not life. Pinchas, who is Matakin the Senior, and makes a building of Mashpia and Makabel, connects back to the source. So that's the type of person who has more life than anyone else. That's the person who's not going to die. Now, just to follow it through the parasha, Mamish, one more minute, or maybe a little bit more. But in the middle of Tzadikim is Oimer Ma'at Va'ise Harabim. Right? So, but we're very close to the end at least. Just to follow through the parasha then, what comes out is very interesting. Is that Bilam comes at the end of last week's parasha and he tries to make a kilkul. What kind of kilkul? Kilkul of Mashpia and Makabel. Right? And the two go together. Comes Pinchas and he fixes it. Right? And like we said last week, Pinchas comes from Yosef and from Yisroi. Eliyahu was attacking the Munna and Eliyahu Malach Abris. These things always come together. Oh, but Pinchas comes and fixes it. What happens to Pinchas? Start the parasha off, and Hinini Noisin Leis Bris Yishalayim. He's going to live forever, because that's the if you attack in the Inyan of Yichus, a Yichus Nachon to the past and to the future. As we said, so that will, if he becomes the opposite of our kin on Shabbos, he can be killed. Pinchas is the epitome of life, and Hinini Noson is Bris Yishalom. From there, we carry on to Sororis and Midyanim. Right? Pinesha commanded, go and make Tzoros for the Midyanim. And like we started off today, the union of Tzoros and Midyanim is get rid of the influence that the Midyanim put into us, which is a kilkul of Mashpia and Makabel. Also over there, a cleansing process on Klal Yisrael. Once we've had two cleaning processes on a kilkul of Mashpia and Makabel, what can we do now? So the Bnei Yisrael are counted. It says Rashi at the beginning, why are Bnei Yisrael counted now? Right? He says, because the Umos came and were making fun of Klal Yisrael. And they said, what are these people talking about their fathers for? They were slaves in Mitzrayim. If the Mitzrayim ruled over their bodies, you think the Mitzrayim didn't rule over their wives. Right? So why is everyone coming and saying who his grandfather and great-grandfather is and who he came from? Nonsense. The Mitzrayim got involved over there. Comes a Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, no, we have a straight line of Mashpin Makabel. Right? In Israel, there's a counting over here where Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and says, Elu miyuchosim acharei aviseyim. Right? We've had two actions of cleaning up and building the correct surah of Mashpin Makabel. Now we can count Klal Yisrael, who have been purified in this way, and count them in a way of saying that they're miyuchas after their fathers, that this Inyan is pure in Klal Yisrael. How is this expressed in the parasha? Hashem puts his name on both sides. Right? Yes. Right? Instead of Shimon, it becomes Hashimoni. Right? And instead of God, it becomes HaGod. He says, right, Rashi and all the Mephoshim over here. Hashem takes his name and puts it on both sides of the Jews to show them that these people are pure. There's a Yichus back to their fathers. What name? The name of Yud and Hey. Where does Yud and Hey come up? So you know, Ish ve'ish, Zachushkin b'nei, right? The Yud is the Mashpia, the Hey is the Mekabel. Hashem takes the name of Hashem, which is the Mashpia Mekabel, the Yud and the Hey, and he puts that name around the Jews to show that this Tzura of Mashpia Mekabel is in its correct form. Okay, so we finish counting the Jews. What's the next step in the parasha? Right, from there we go into the parasha of Nachalo. When a person dies, so what he has carries on, and the correct way of taking the koichos that a person leaves behind and passing it on to the next, again, another parasha of Mashpia and Makabel and how to do it. Adkan, that was the vote that we want to say out. I just thought to add to it, truth is, the Targum Pinchas in the beginning of the parasha does say one other thing, right? But we say like this, we say there's a famous maimer from the Gemara in Megillah where the Tomer Esther, the Melech B'Shem Mordechai, Esther went to Melech and said something. She said in the name of Mordechai. Why did she say it in the name of Mordechai? It says the Gemara in Megillah, Koloime Dover B'Shem Omroi, maybe Gulon Loilam. When a person says something and he attributes it to the correct source, that's maybe Gula Loilam. Right? So we see that attributing things to their correct source, that brings Gula. Right? By Pinchas, the Pasuk says, Hinini Notsunos Prisi Shalom, says the Targum Yonison Ben Azil, I'm going to make him a Malach who's going to live forever, like we said, not like Akinim. Right? And what's he going to do? Lemavasara Gu'ulta B'Sof Yomayim. His job is going to become to tell us about the Geula. Right? The correct yachas between Mashpia and Makabel, understanding where things come from, maybe Gula Loim. What the Kesher is to Gula, it's not hard to say, but we're going on for too long already. And let's leave it as that. And that's also why we had the halacha in the Shabbos year of Motzei Shabbos. So we mention Elio. Why? Because now it's the time we know that Elio can't come on Erev Shabbos, he can't come on Shabbos. Now it's Motzei Shabbos. Now he can come. We're going to mention Eliyahu Novi Sheyavu V'Yasrenu HaGeula. The same we said over there.